Hello.
Hi, can I please speak to Harry?
Speaking.
Hi, Harry. My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Family First Care. How are you?
Okay.
I know you just spoke to Dina. You also spoke to Mimi. I just wanted to confirm, do you have your Medicaid ID number? Because I can't pull you guys up anywhere.
I have mine, only just a minute.
Thank you. Oh, keep still. Everything's falling apart here. Okay. There you go. Take your time.
I have to. I'm only. My left hand broke,
Oh no.
so I have to pull out my wallet with one hand. Okay. My, hold on. Oh God. There's one. And see if I can find the other one here. Okay, yeah. No, that's Social Security company. I had a copy of that. Social Security.
I'm sorry.
All right. Okay, mine is my glasses at now. Okay.
And
You
just to
can't.
confirm, I have here your date of birth. Where did you go, Mr. Harry? One
Two
second. There you go.
16 53.
5-3. Okay, yeah. For some reason, it's
Okay,
not coming
my medical number is 1H90
up.
dash.
Ah, 1-H. Wait, is this for Medicare or is this Medicaid? Because Medicaid should
It's
just be numbers.
this is Medicare.
Okay, so what we need is Medicaid because we only work with Medicaid.
Oh.
Do you have
Okay.
Medicaid?
I have the red and blue card. I thought that was both.
No, that one's just Medicare.
Okay, I get
Medicaid, so
that.
Medicare you get it after 65 or unless you file for like disability, and then Medicaid is usually based on financials. So you would have to submit like a whole bunch of documents in regards to your finance and then they'll approve you.
Okay, I guess I don't have Medicare.
Okay, so you only have Medicare. So the thing is that in order to get home care services, you would have to apply for Medicaid. Do you want me to have one of our team members assist you with that process?
Okay, I don't understand why I don't have it.
So you would have to apply for it. It's not something that's just like, for example, Medicare, you get it automatically after you turn 65. For
Right.
Medicaid, you have to apply for it, and it's based on your finances. So if you have make a if you receive a certain amount of income, you may
Right.
qualify. Yes, but you have to apply for it. It's not something that's just given.
I applied for it and they asked for all of our bank statements and all that.
Yeah. Yeah,
And
they look a whole
we
they
sent
dig.
all that in. And then I got food stamps. I got about $8 in food stamps.
When was the last time you received that?
That was a
A while
couple
ago?
months ago. I mean, no, that was over a year ago because after that, I didn't want to apply no more because it wasn't even worth the aggravation.
Aye, aye, aye.
That was about 2 years ago.
So hold on. But you guys have, like, a service coordinator from an insurance?
Yeah.
Who is it? Because I found Miss Frieda. I found her Medicaid.
You got Medicaid for her?
I see her Medicaid. Where'd it go? Here we go. Hold on a second. There goes my computer. Let me search again. Frieda. And her date of birth is 12/29/55, correct?
Right.
So she has the services. She has the waiver. Let me search another way. 1 second, Keystone. Okay, so I found her. Does this name, hold on while I pull it up, ring? Nope, wrong button. Does service coordinator Anthony Kowan sound familiar?
Who?
Anthony.
I don't know. Andrew. I'm sorry, not Andrew. It got me mixed up. Andre.
No, so I have here that her service coordinator's name is Anthony. Now, when I search for you, Mr. Harry, so Harry Welton, 2/16/1953. Come on, computer. See, for you, I don't see any Medicaid. For her, it comes up.
Okay.
Hmm.
No, I can't explain it.
I'm wondering... Why doesn't it? Do you have a middle name?
T. Thomas.
Let's see if it works with a T. No, that's so strange. And have you had home care services before at all?
Yeah, I get 27 hours. 27 hours a day. Not a day.
A week?
A week.
And she gets 60. And you guys have the same. Okay, let me.
Yeah, we have the same person.
All right, let me keep searching. I will figure this out. Well, then, Harry.
I can't figure it out.
No, these insurances are like, you guys just get more confusing and more confusing.
I know I sent enough bank statements and stuff in.
Yeah, no, that they ask for. I'm surprised. I always tell people, I'm surprised they don't ask for a DNA sample. Like, they ask for a lot.
Yeah, they do.
1953. For some reason, I can't find you in Keystone at all. And you have Keystone, correct?
Beg your pardon?
Your insurance is Keystone?
No, I'm with
PA Health and Wellness?
Devoted.
Which one?
Devoted.
Aha. Because that insurance we don't take. We only take, like, the Community Health Choice Waiver. So, like, Keystone, AmeriHealth, United, UPMC, and PA Health and Wellness.
Yeah, we're both with Devoted.
Which is, that's the home care agency you're currently with?
No, that's the that's a medical plan.
Oh, I see it. Hold on. Let me go back to Miss Frieda real quick. Frieda. So Medicare. So strange. I don't see Devoted anywhere.
Yeah, we were with Aetna, and we switched over to Devoted.
Central. Let me do this. Let me work backwards. Do you and Ms. Frieda have the same coordinator from the insurance?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Let me reach out to, I have here, do you have the phone number? To the coordinator?
Beg your pardon?
Do you have the phone number to the coordinator?
To our caregiver?
No, the coordinator for your insurance.
Oh, Nikita Ward.
What's her name?
Nikita Ward. Just a minute. I'm trying to look it up. You still there?
I'm here.
Okay. I got to go into phone contacts.
Let me see something.
I'm scrolling down.
No worries. I'm trying to see if I find. No.
I thought it was closer than that. Let me see.
And you have mutual, you don't have mutual hours, correct? You have your own hours?
No, we both have the same.
So she has 27 hours as well?
I have 27, she has 67.
Okay, so it's not mutual. It's the you guys, you have your own hours and she has her own. But you have one caregiver.
You're right.
Okay.
Trying to find. When you're looking for something, you can't find it. It's too many.
Oh, no worries. What I'll do is I'm going to call the insurance. I'm going to do some digging.
Here you go. Here you go. Nikita Ward is 1-215-817-4837.
37. Okay, let me give her a call. See what is going on. Okay, so we'll keep you posted, Mr. Weldon, okay?
All right, thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.